Thanks, Jamie. And as you see, I've not taken any notes at all because I'm not going to try, even start to try, to improve on what Christopher Bertram just said. I'm just going to say, first of all, a thank you to the Belgian government, a thank you to our public diplomacy division. Thanks to Jamie and his friends, the PPU, for making this possible. The intention was, as I said this morning, to start in the widest possible sense, and that is why we are in such a huge group assembled here today. And Christophe is right when he says, but that will take place under the competent and able leadership of Anders Fogh Rasmussen, my successor. It will, of course, then be the question how to see that it all boils down to a strategic concept, a policy document. I leave it to many of you and to my successor to define what that exactly should be. One lesson I've drawn from today is that NATO at least cannot afford anymore to be boring. I think those days are over because NATO cannot function anymore without serious political, parliamentary and public support. And that was, I think, one of the very clear messages coming out of today, that without that element, it will not work anymore. We'll not have sufficient budget anymore. The military will not have the right things anymore, as General Mattis was saying just a moment ago. In other words, look at yourselves, look at this room, and imagine how many of you, how many people, how many partners, how many international organizations would have been sitting here if this was 1999 or 1998 in the run-up to the 1999 strategic concept. That does not mean that NATO, as I said this morning, should be an organization qui touche à tout, because then we would be overeating. Let's not eat more than we can swallow. Another important message, I think, of today. I leave it there. We cannot afford to be any more boring any longer. Thanks to the panelists. Thanks to the moderators. Thanks to the speakers. Thank you all for your attendance and your coming here to Brussels today. I have a highly able and competent successor. I leave it in your hands, Anders. Bon courage et bon succès. Et merci à vous tous.